This is the Nerd Scenarios Podcast with your host, Luke Hare, our other co-hosts, Zaya and Ari.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Zaya, she's Ari. Clarifying.
Well, no, it's important because there was that time that we thought that Zaya was an Asian girl or a tall black man, so...
No, you thought that.
I made other people...
I thought you were a girl, too. It's okay.
Yeah.
In first grade, Ari.
It was fourth grade.
We are.
Well, Luke, you want to tell... our non-existent listeners, what this episode's going to be about?
This episode is going to be about how we got into comics, as far as the first comics that we read that I guess we chose to read and actually purchase, which is a big difference for me, because I don't know about you guys, but I started reading comics in the newspaper, and my parents always had those big collections of Far Side and Dilbert, and I still have those Dilbert comics staring at me.
You still have the Dilberts?
Yeah, my dad...
I started with Dilbert, too.
Yeah, my dad really liked it.
Dilbert.
It's just Scott Adams is gone and kind of ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it when they do that.
Yeah.
That separation of you only want to know so much about a person.
Yeah.
It's, like their art.
It's like Orson Scott Carter most...
Oh, or Tarantino.
What's
Tarantino in the
bed?
No, he's kind of annoying. Like,
oh,
you see him and
no,
you see
no.
With him and I'm just like, I don't really like you as a person,
well, no,
but I really like your movies.
There's totally differences between, like, Tarantino being annoying and Orson Scott Card actively hating gay people, or Scott Adams saying women aren't equal to men.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I was bridging the gap between books and comics and movies.
There's probably better examples.
All right, we'll talk about John Byrne. Let's talk about John Byrne. That guy is the class act of horrible comics people.
Yeah, he is. He's got...
Oh, yeah.
He's got more issues than a Japanese manga. Yeah, I don't know.
That was terrible.
3 minutes
that
in.
That was the worst.
3 minutes in and I am mankind's greatest
Shut
enemy.
Shut it down. Shut it.
Yeah. No, we are not stopping again.
Let's do the origin stories of our nerddom.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll start.
I really didn't get into reading print comics besides the newspaper stuff until high school, but in junior high and like my freshman year, I really got into Naruto and that got me reading comics, though for the most part I don't count that as reading comics at all. It was like, that was a lower scale, that wasn't me actively reading it, it was me just sort of burning through everything and not actively thinking about it. And I think that sort of differentiation is, first comic that I read was Mike Mignola's Lobster Johnson series, the miniseries. And
it's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great way for me to start into comics, and I actually told him Lobster Johnson got me into comic over at Heroes Con, and he was like, I've never heard anyone say that before. So that was nice. And then friend of Nerd Scenarios, Rachel Edidin, actually edited that comic, and now I sort of know her, which is cool. Yeah, Lobster Johnson got me into comics.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was the first comic you bought?
That was Lobster Johnson. I bought the single issues because I had won a Magic tournament back when I was really into Magic. And I had like $12 store credit. The title had been staring at me in the back of the store. I just walked back there between games and I was like, you know what? Instead of buying more cards, I am going to buy this comic. And like I said, after I read it, I really enjoyed it. And I ended up getting as many back issues of BPRD and the other Hellboy stuff. But like even before then, I had been a fan of the Hellboy movie and like a lot of other comic media and like comic inspired stuff. I just never made the step into actually reading comics.
Yeah.
How about you, Zaya? Yeah. How did you get into comics?
Well, I've always pretty much been into comics. My parents bought me, you know, the Scooby-Doo comics and a lot of kind of media tie-ins, and we had a really nice store where I live, and I just, you know, it was right downtown and easy to get to, so I just ended up hanging out there. And the first comic I ever read was Captain America number 24.
Oh, God.
I have it right on my desk. It's really a good one. You've never read it, all right?
I've heard about it often enough.
It was made before 2000, so you haven't read
it. Shut up.
Okay. All right. Anyway, it's great because it's Captain America fighting the Absorbing Man and punching him out in four different types of absorptions. It's pretty great. Not gonna lie. And then I just kept buying him. Yeah. Mark Waid's Fantastic Four run really helped cement my love of comics, and eventually I just kept going every week until I become a huge comics fan. How about you, Ari?
I don't think I've ever told you this, but like when I was little, I actually, in addition to all the Dilbert and Farside and Bloom County that was lying around my house, I actually read a lot of Bone. Like Jeff,
really?
Yeah, Jeff Smith's Bone. We had a bunch. I was cleaning out my van, and I found a trade paperback of Bone lodged under a seat. That was why I couldn't get a drawer closed, because there was a book blocking it.
But, to be fair, there's a lot of things lodged under your seats.
So I read Bone when I was little, but I had a friend who had a lot of those, like Archie and Sonic the Hedgehog Digest that I would read while I was over there, because I was a very active friend. But yeah, mostly through like elementary and middle school, I read lots of manga.
Yeah.
Lots of manga. And I was pretty content there through high school until Zaya would not. Zaya got super lonely because he didn't have anyone to talk to about comics, so he pushed Fables at me until I actually read it. And I liked it a lot, and it was all downhill from there.
I think the sort of downhill point for me, as you said, was when I finally got to college. Because after my brief BPRD phase where I was really into it, I dropped out of reading comics, went back to magic, and then when my roommate in college ended up stealing my Wii, and because he was a big guy on campus for playing Magic the Gathering, like everyone was friends with him who played, and he was a fifth-year student at a three-year college, I was like, you know what, I'm dropping out of magic.
Damn.
And that was around the time that the Strange Tales anthologies that Marvel was doing were coming out. And I forget the exact artist who was like, hey, I've got a comic in Strange Tales coming out, you should go and pick it up. That got me into the local comic shop, which was literally the same street as my school, two buildings down. And I ended up working at that shop about a year and a half later. I ended up quitting that shop 6 months after that. And then the shop ended up closing down because it was poorly managed. Strange Tales got me actually reading comics.
You're not going to tell that great anecdote, Luke, about the owner?
Oh, yeah.
That was?
The owner was a lawyer who did very good business. He was a fan of comics. He used to frequent one of the shops that I ended up going to while I still worked at the comic shop to buy my comics, because they actually gave me a discount. But the owner had come to this this decision point where he bought the building next to his law offices and next to the school, and it was like, you know what, I can either open up a pierogi stand or a comic shop. And he, as he said it, he flipped a coin, it came up on comic shop. And that's pretty much all the thought that he put into it. Though he also had a giant Hulk statue from the last Hulk movie, and that was also part of his reason. He was like, you know what? I need to do something with this Hulk statue. I'll build a shop around it. And
Hulk love pierogi.
Hulk does. Hulk do love pierogi. But he fell out of the market in the 90s, and my manager really didn't have the time to read up on comics or comics news. And even though we had a coworker who I really got along with, who had actually managed a comic shop, and he is managing another one over in Pittsburgh, New Dimension Comics, like, we just never got trusted because they were so paranoid that we'd try and screw them over. So my coworker left. They replaced him with the manager's brother, who first thing he said to me when he started working was, I hate reading and I don't know anything about comics. That kind of signaled the downward spiral. But I had some good moments. I got a horrible picture with Adam West.
So basically they screwed themselves
up. Yeah, they poured tons of money into it, and they just never knew how to run the business.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but it got me into comics and got me into a better comic shop where I actually got a discount. And now I'm writing comics and running a fake comic news site.
Well,
what was that, Zaya?
Cool, yeah. I was just going to say that my falling down the hill moment was reading the essentials that Marvel would put out, the Chris Claremont and what was his name, Dave Cockrum, Uncanny X-Men, and the Stan Lee Spider-Mans with Ditko and Romita Sr. Those are awesome. And I read them so much the spine fell out, so I had to tape them back together. I mean, they're fantastic. Just big slabs of 25 comics.
Zaya, you're wrong. What? I have read stuff before 2000 because I did read one of those essentials.
Yeah, you read that for homework and you said you hated it, so...
I hated Power Pack, okay? And that was extremely justified.
Your pitch was too dark. All right, let's not go into this.
It was full of resentfulness.
Full of resentment.
Games. Yeah, I remember your only, Power Pack hate
only for
speech.
Power Pack.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to link to it. Sorry, it was too dark. All right. It was like a middle schooler's idea. But it was like the Joker getting his face torn off and then telling...
Oh, come on. Compared to that, it wasn't that bad.
It was dark and dumb, and it's just like...
It didn't need to be dark. No, it's because you didn't understand it. It didn't need to be dark. It was just kind of unfortunate.
You did not just pull out that, oh, you didn't understand it.
I did, because you didn't. You didn't see my vision.
Let's move on. What was yours? Sorry, your... Oh shit, I'm into comics mode.
Oh god, I don't know. Let's see. Well, I mean, it's okay for a while now because I got all my comics from you or the library, and that was like that was a good moment for me.
When you were reading all my comics for free.
Yeah, it was great. Wasn't spending any money. I still had like a considerably sized savings account. It's awesome. No, my following moment was going off to college, and oh gosh. Going off to college and being really, really unhappy and drowning my unhappiness with Birds of Prey. just going online and buying all the Birds of Prey trades. If I can read all of these, I can get through school. Oh, God. I mean, I don't regret it. I really love them. And Secret Six, I was basically on a Gail Simone kick. But
yeah, and Birds of Prey, that was when you started writing about comics, right?
Yeah, my roommate would make fun of me, right? She'd hear me typing away, and she'd be like, oh, are you complaining about comics on the internet again? Yes, Kenzie, shut up. But, yeah, no, I wrote the... Because if you look at those Birds of Prey, you've got Ed Benes, Ed Beans, whatever.
Beans, I think it is.
Ed Beans. And, my gosh, his love of the booty is just excessive.
To be fair, it's both booties. You know, it's male and female booties.
It is.
Let's give him props for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not as big on men. His men are kind of, like, over-muscled. But what really got me was, it was Joe Bennett had, like, a single issue in the back of one of them. And they had these boobs that were, like, baseballs implanted in their chests. And they were, like, the worst things. And, like, they kind of went out of their way to show that they weren't wearing bras either. So it literally looked like they had glued baseballs to their chest and just painted them flesh color. It was awful. Yeah. And that was... I did some scans in there, and basically I just went off on how... Not even, like, how much I really hated this. Because the whole thing was just, like, I really like this series, but these drawings are unacceptable. Look at them. They're terrible. And, yeah, and I guess Gail Simone... looks at her own tag on Tumblr, which was a very embarrassing moment for me. Oh, God, she still follows me on Tumblr. Can you believe that? What does she see?
I don't believe that, nope.
So we should tag her in the post for the podcast.
No, I don't know.
She's your inspiration for becoming a comics nerd. Look at that, all right. It's her fault.
Oh, God. It is her fault. It was her books. Her books did it. I mean, I was kind of into it before, but I wasn't buying anything until I bought her stuff. And then it was really all downhill. Oh my gosh, all my money. All my money. So yeah, that was my favorite story.
Well, yeah, that's how you got into writing Zaya. Was Nerd Scenarios your first time writing about comics?
I had a lot of all starts writing about comics, and it basically boiled down to that if nobody was around to give me a deadline or, you know, talk to me about it, I'd do it for about a week, and then I would just stop putting it online. So, yeah, Nerd Scenarios was the first place that I actually consistently wrote on. It was just always something I liked. Comics, they're great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
For me, I had started a blog talking about board games because I had gotten back from Origins, which is like the big gaming convention over in Columbus. And I was like, hey, if I write some reviews, maybe I can get free board games and magic cards and stuff. And then what ended up happening was I had no money to get those. And so I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do webcomic reviews and see what happens. And I made a lot of friends doing those. I had my first crush off of a really weird scenario. And yeah, but that got me writing.
You gotta go into it a bit now.
No, it is like something that I honestly feel really, really stupid about. And we'll have to do a reader request where you'll have to like send in fake reader questions asking for that story. But yeah, writing that webcomic review blog.
Maybe we'll get lucky and somebody will be.
But writing that webcomic review blog and then working on Marvel versus or DC versus Marvel with Niles, Tribe One, Gray. Those got me into writing comics. And then it was like a year ago, I'd graduated college and was like, hey, my parents aren't really pushing me to do anything, but if they do, I need to pretend that I'm doing something. And so I started up the site to practice analytics and get writing out there, and it worked. I mean, we're over a year old. What am I doing with my life?
The top 10,000 of comic websites.
Woo!
Yes.
Yes.
Congratulations, Nerd Scenarios.
We are moving on up. Well, I think that sort of...
It's just like that song, moving on up.
Yeah, I think that wraps up everything for this week.
Yeah, all right, well...
Do
we have anything to plug?
Visit Nerd Scenarios to find out about all of our projects.
Personal blog?
Why would I want people to see that?
You can find...
All right, good talk,
the Nerd Scenarios blog?
Yeah. Yeah. You can find Zaya on Twitter at ZVG333. You can find me at Koltreg, that's Koltreg. And you can find Ari, what's your Twitter handle again?
Sorkinator, Sorkinator.
All right. Thank you for listening. And we apologize. Next week we'll be a bit more organized. Have a great week and keep Nerd Scenariesing.